This is Ayla Ellison, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, with your daily healthcare business briefings. Here are today's top headlines. An FDA review released Wednesday of the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine made by pharma giant Johnson & Johnson found it was safe and effective and completely prevented hospitalizations and deaths in a large clinical trial. The efficacy of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine against moderate to severe COVID-19 across all geographic areas was 66.9% at least 14 days after the single-dose vaccination and 66.1% at least 28 days after vaccination. The review sets the stage for a third coronavirus vaccine to be authorized as soon as this weekend. The White House said on Tuesday that weekly shipments of coronavirus vaccines to the states would rise by 1 million doses to 14.5 million. Before snowstorms disrupted vaccine distribution last week, the average number of daily doses administered across the country had been steadily increasing. About 6 million COVID-19 vaccines delayed by winter storms will be delivered to states by midweek, Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID-19 response, said Monday. A variant first discovered in California in December is more contagious than earlier forms of the coronavirus, two new studies have shown. One study confirmed that the variant has surged across the state and revealed that it produces twice as many viral particles inside a person's body as other variants do. Lifespan and Care New England Health System in Providence, Rhode Island, announced Tuesday that they've entered into a definitive agreement to merge into a single organization and create an integrated academic health system in partnership with Brown University. As part of the deal, Brown has pledged to invest $125 million over 5 years to support the creation and integration of the academic health system. Google and Ascension are continuing the collaboration they began in 2018 by rolling out a tool to help clinicians better organize and search for patient information. Google and Ascension are now piloting an approach that will organize patients' diagnosis, laboratory tests, medications, treatments, and progress notes so that their clinicians can quickly locate relevant information when they need it. Those are the biggest healthcare business updates for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.